This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is holding talks in Israel as he seeks a plan for Gaza's post-war future. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Israeli troops, meanwhile, pushed ahead in the beleaguered territory where heavy bombardment and fighting shook refugee camps and hampered efforts to get relief to the population. The UN says Israel had repeatedly rejected planned convoys of medicine and other supplies to northern Gaza. Blinken is also trying to prevent an all-out war between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah. The two sides have stepped up their exchanges after a presumed Israeli strike last week hit Beirut and killed Hamas's deputy leader. Hezbollah said its exploding drones on Tuesday targeted the Israeli Army Northern Command in the town of Safed, deeper into Israel than previous fire. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And World Health Organization officials Tuesday painted a grim humanitarian picture in Gaza. The WHO representative for the West Bank in Gaza, Rick Pieperkorn, said the latest figures from the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry show a significant segment of the population there has been affected by the fighting.
So we are currently talking about more than 23,000 fatalities, of which 70% women and children. So that is actually 1%. You talk about 1% of the population in Gaza. We also talk about almost 59,000 people injured, which is close to 2.7% of the total population. So then you're talking about 3.5% of a population very much affected.
And Gabriel Attal becomes the youngest prime minister in modern French history at the age of 34 as President Emmanuel Macron seeks to revive his presidency. This is VOA News. And now some more headlines from around the world today. United and Alaska Airlines both report that loose hardware has been discovered on some of their Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes during preliminary inspections after a dramatic mid-flight incident last week. More than three decades since proclaiming a republic, Bosnian Serbs, led by their president Milorad Dodik, marked their entity's controversial national holiday. The president tells AFP that Bosnian Serbs are already mentally integrated into Serbia and would gladly support independence from Bosnia. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that flattened parts of central Japan on January 1st passes 200, with just over 100 still unaccounted for, authorities say. Hundreds of thousands of Catholic faithful swarm a historic statue of Jesus Christ as it is pulled through the streets of the Philippine capital in one of the world's biggest displays of religious devotion. South Korea's parliament on Tuesday passed a landmark ban on the production and sale of dog meat, as public calls for a prohibition have grown sharply over concerns about animal rights and the country's international image. Hours after the vote, a 23-year-old office worker, Lee Sung-yu, told the AP she supports the move.
Although it was a traditional thing for Koreans to eat dog meat, I personally believe, and also me and my other younger generation believe, that it's unethical for people to eat or kill dogs for any reason.
German automaker BMW Group reported Tuesday record sales in 2023, and the company hit its target for battery electric vehicles. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The German auto giant reported Wednesday it shifted more than 2.5 million units last year. It also reached its aim of a 15% share of battery electric vehicles. Yearly sales were up 6.5%, while in the fourth quarter sales reached almost 719,000 cars, up a tenth from the previous year's figures. The US was a bright spot. It saw the best sales growth over the year, jumping nearly 10%. But in China, units sold grew the slowest at 4.2%. BMW said it's confident it can keep its battery electric sales trajectory next year. Late last year, it said its order books were full well into 2024, meaning it felt no reason to cut prices like some rivals have. The carmaker is due to report full-year results in March.
For more stories, you can follow the Voice of America online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.